Hare Krishna. Today, continuing on Sri Prahlad Mahima, Mahimamrita, and Narada Muni is talking about the ecstatic symptoms that Prahlad Maharaj exhibits: crying, laughing, great joy. And Srila Prabhupada wrote a very beautiful purport. He likened Prahlad Maharaj's conduct to that of a little baby, a little child, that when the little child is in the mother's presence and is very happy and sees his mother going away, and then he starts to cry, and when the mother comes back, and then he starts to laugh. So similarly, when a devotee is like Prahlad Maharaj, is experiencing separation from Krishna, then he's crying, "Where is Krishna?" And just like a child is asking, "Where is my mother?" Then when, you know, Krishna shows himself to the devotee, then the devotee laughs, and he's very blissful. So these ecstatic symptoms and behavior, which are very unique thus far in Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the quality and character of a first-class devotee, are there in Srimad Bhagavatam to give us both signposts as well as the goal, what the goal is, where we are going in a scientific process and spiritual life. It's important to be very clear about what the destination is, what the different steps are in that destination, for different reasons. One is obviously so that you know where you're going. Another one is so that you know where you're not supposed to go. And if those symptoms, those characteristics, if these things aren't taking place, then you've gone off the track. So Sukadeva Goswami says, if the symptom of crying isn't there when you're chanting Hare Krishna, then that means that something's wrong. What's wrong? Well, what's wrong is due to offense. So, and furthermore, it's also important to know that there are stages of advancement, so that one does not identify a lower stage of advancement with a higher one, become satisfied with a lesser position or even with a material position. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita explains that the trapping of the mode of goodness is that one is happy, one is situated in knowledge, because he is living in harmony with Krishna's instructions, therefore life is good, things are going the way that they should, and that then gives the misconception, or can give the misconception, that, well, this material world is not such a bad place after all, and that I'm happy to be here. But no, one should realize that this is just goodness. Is only good in as much as it's a launching pad for entering into the transcendental realm. Otherwise, on its own, it's not a desirable place as a permanent destination. And of course, for instance, one phenomena that devotees sometimes become perplexed about out of caution, and that is that the devotees have some kind of spiritual experience. Well, they are crying. And then they're not quite sure. Sometimes devotees come with a question, well, I don't want to be a sahaja, as if only sahajas cry. But of course, here we have the example that Prahlad Maharaj is also crying. That's sort of natural. But just because I'm crying, it doesn't mean that I've achieved the perfectional stage. Crying can come at Bhakti Abbas in its different stages. Crying can come at more advanced stages of devotional service, and it's spiritual in the sense that it's connected to Krishna, and it's an awakening of emotion. Something has caused it, but it's not bhava, it's not transcendental, it's not caused by shuddha sattva. It's caused by bhakti. It's caused by the grace of Bhakti Devi, but it's not a transcendental manifestation. And we need to also know that as well. And of course, sometimes unscrupulous people think that well, just because you know they can cry, therefore they're advanced. But actors cry, and they have nothing to do with spiritual life. So knowing the stages, it's a spiritual science. Prabhupada was so insistent that we recognize Krishna consciousness as a science. It's a scientific process. We need to be aware of these sciences. And for that reason, Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the example of great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj. And of course, not so that this is just simply some kind of reading material, something that's sort of inspirational, but is beyond everyone's reach, but just for that very same purpose, so that we aspire for it, so that we want to go there, because that is the place of pure service and superior service. And that's why becoming Krishna consciousness is our primary service. Because when you become Krishna conscious, then the quality of our service really becomes acceptable in all ways to Krishna. So we're reading about those, and there was a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that I couldn't remember, but then I just stopped this discussion and looked it up, and it's in the 11th canto. And it speaks in this way about how one becomes ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, like Prahlad Maharaj. Evam bhutasya priyana makritya jatan rago durutta citta uccai hasyati atu roditi groti gayati unmadavat nrityati loka bhaya. A person engaged in a devotional service of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness automatically becomes carried away by ecstasy when he chants and hears the holy name of Krishna. His heart becomes slackened while chanting the holy name. He becomes almost like a madman, and he does not care for any outward social conventions. Thus, sometimes he laughs, sometimes he weeps, sometimes he cries out very loudly, sometimes he sings, and sometimes he dances and forgets himself. Hare Krishna.